Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, Lee. Oh, what a nice handbag. Is it new?
Yes, Rob. Thank you. 这是我刚从名牌店里买的，虽然很贵，但是没关系，因为很快呀，我就有钱了。到时候我可以买上十个这样的名牌包。Soon, I will be able to afford 10 like this one.
What do you mean?
今天下午我要和一名财务顾问碰个面，他可以让我变得富有。He promised to make me rich.
And how is he going to do that?
他说呀，有家新高科技公司正在研发一种轿车，只需要新鲜空气作为燃料。嘿，太了不起了 ！A car which uses only fresh air for fuel.
Air?
Yes, isn't that brilliant?
Lee, do you know this guy very well?
No. 不过他建议我的邻居也从这家公司买股票呢。He's also advised my neighbor to buy shares in this company.
Lee.This guy is taking you and your neighbor for a ride.
好啊，我期待着呢。坐坐以空气为动力的轿车，兜兜风，哎，那该是什么感觉呀？ A ride in this wonderful car powered by air.
No, I don't mean that. In English, when we say someone is taking you for a ride, we mean he's deceiving you. This company might not even exist, and I'm sure the car is just a fantasy.
真的？难道我碰上骗子了？看来英语表达 taking you for a ride 欺骗人用在这里最合适，因为这个人呢想诱我上钩，骗取我的钱，没门儿。
I'm afraid so. Take for a ride is today's expression in authentic real English. Here are some examples of how it's used.
That hotel took me for a ride.When I booked the room, they said they'd give me a full cooked breakfast. But all I got was a cup of coffee and a piece of toast. I'm never going back there again.
Don't be taken for a ride. If an offer seems too good to be true, it's probably not real.
Oh, Rob, thank you very much for warning me. 谢谢你警告我哟。
You're welcome.
说起 rides 这个词，我想问问你，如果在一般情况下有人说 take someone for a ride 或者 to give someone a ride， 那么这两个短语都可以用来表示开着车带某人兜一圈或者兜风，对不对？
Yes, it can, especially in American English. The meaning can be literal or idiomatic. It's all about the context.
看来要看上下文的语境了。这个短语啊，在美式英语里一般都表示兜风。那好，咱就当一次美国人吧。Can you give me a ride home in your car?
Sure thing, Lee. It will be a pleasure to have you riding in my car. No idiom. And my car is powered by more than just fresh air.
Thank you, Rob. 看来啊，今后要对那些天上掉馅饼的事儿啊，多打几个问号。I'll try to be more suspicious of things which sound too good to be true.
That's good. Okay, Lee, come on, jump in.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English
from the BBC.